Well, good afternoon, everyone. And I know that many of us have gotten used to these virtual events. I don't know about you, Governor, but I always like to do them in person because there's just something. We're doing the best we can and trying to stay safe. But nevertheless, I look forward to being back in your beautiful state sometime and acknowledging this great agreement we're signing here today. You may remember us back all the way in 2018, we announced what I thought was a great partnership between our United States Forest Service, our states, and our local forestry, both in public, private, and states as well. So shared stewardship establishes a framework really whereby USDA and states can work together, can better partner to promote active forest management, improve collaboration, and respond to those ecological challenges and natural resource concerns that occurs in every state. In the past 2 years, you look at the screen, you ought to be really proud of your colleagues there in the West, Governor. It's a real tribute to you folks there who understand the need for active forest management. And we've signed 19 agreements, and today's signing with the great state of Wyoming's will be number 20 there. So it already strengthens that great partnership that you can see between the Forest Service and Wyoming, as well as the rest of the Western states. And we know, obviously, from what's happening in California and other places across the West, why this is increasingly important with our wildfires taking place now. But when it comes to protecting our forests and our preventing wildfires, everyone wins when we work together. We know that wildfires, pests, and disease know no boundaries when they cross from the multi-checkered of U.S. Forest Service, state public lands, private lands, tribal lands, and others. And that's why we've got to work together in partnership, both on the federal, state, tribal, and local level to get this done. Governor, you've been a great partner, and you obviously have a beautiful state. And I know you all are very passionate about maintaining that natural beauty that God's given us. So I'd like to introduce now Governor Mark Gordon to talk about Wyoming's perspective on this shared stewardship.
Well, thank you, Secretary Perdue, and it's always good to see you. I remember riding with you through the Thunder Basin grasslands, and you certainly are no stranger to this great state, and I think your understanding of the issues, both from your perspective as a former governor and your perspective as secretary, just are invaluable, and the shared stewardship that you announced in 2018 is absolutely the right initiative at the right time. I don't need to tell you that 100 years ago, the United States Forest Service played a role in Wyoming. The first national forest in the country was and is the Shoshone, 1891. The first ranger station was in Wapiti, 1903. Timber industry has been important. My dad's oldest friend in Wyoming was a tie hack in Dubois and told me about the time he was skiing to school and a moose was standing in the middle of the logging road and he ended up skiing right underneath it on his way. The first ever timber sale was on the Black Hills. We've had strong relationships for more than 100 years, and relationships are key. And I just have to say, we have a really good one. And you know, more than most anyone, timber and timber products, grazing lands, recreation, wildlife and habitat are absolutely essential to this West, to our country, and to our future. It's an important part of Wyoming's future, because we can do things like carbon sequestration, certainly one of the things that Wyoming is trying very hard to make sure that the people of this nation understand the importance of livestock, recreation, timber, and nature in that valuable equation of carbon sequestration. Shared stewardship helps us to plan together, to focus on mutual priorities for these important landscapes right across our state. You know, I really look forward to this opportunity to build for the next generation foresters and forests alike. My own daughter worked for the Forest Service and was on the fire crew in the Bighorn Forest and has heard in her a lifelong interest in watershed management and fire management. And she knows, just as you pointed out, how important that is, because she was doing her PhD now in Nevada, right across the hill from where many of those forest fires are burning. I think the opportunity to work together on things like invasive species, wildlife and wildfire, grazing and timber, just can't be stressed enough how important those are. Forests benefit us in Wyoming, and they benefit the nation, because they are such an essential part of our national legacy. And stewardship, I think, is much more than taking care of it. We need to embrace this multi-jurisdictional, multi-systems management approach that you have pioneered. And I just want to recognize, Mr. Secretary, your great contribution to this nation's legacy in conservation management and wise use of our natural resources. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, thank you, Governor. I learned something today I didn't realize of that historical connection with the state of Wyoming and the U.S. Forest Service. But thank you for sharing that with me. And I guess that means we go a long way back, and we want to go a long way forward. And that's what this agreement's all about. Senator Enzi, I see you there with her. You've been a great supporter and a great encourager about the Western land, public lands there. And we'd like to give you an opportunity to speak this afternoon, Senator Enzi.
Well, thank you, Secretary Perdue. It's an honor to be in this historic moment. This is something Wyoming has wanted for a long time, and something we needed for a long time. And Representative Cheney and I appreciate being a part of this, and want you to know that our entire delegation is behind what you're doing. Shared stewardship agreement is essential for our state. We have a mixture of federal, state, and private land ownership, and sometimes that creates some conflicts that keep things from happening. Early on, some senators from Colorado and I hired photographers to take pictures in southern Wyoming of the forest each year from the same spot, so that they could see the encroachment of pine beetle, which was killing off the forest. And we couldn't do anything to get that stopped or harvested, use the wood. That stewardship, not letting it burn down as it did later. These pine trees are just huge torches. Lightning hits them, and they create their own wind that throws the fire for miles. And when it's all over, there isn't a pine needle left that can stop a drop of rain. Stewardship has to enter into this whole thing, and of course part of stewardship is being able to use the wood. And it can be done if you get through some of these different hurdles. And I'm a former mayor, and so I really appreciate this emphasis that you've done of having the state and local and federal government work together to solve some problems. We can make a huge difference. We can eliminate some of the fires. We can have better water management. Water is really important in Wyoming. So I applaud the work that you and the governor have done. And, just so excited to be at this historic event, at least on one end of it, to see the real thing. But virtual is marvelous. It saves some time. It makes these things possible. But it's only possible because of cooperation between you and the governor representing our magnificent state. So thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you. I'm only doing this temporarily until I can come back and visit your beautiful state again, because you all understand the multifaceted aspect of public lands, both from recreation, your hiking, your ski resorts, and fishing and hunting, and as well as water quality, and then the economic aspect of timber harvest. So I know our next speaker is going to be really, she's patriotic, proud of Wyoming, and has expressed that so many ways. She's passionate about her state and making sure it's there, preserved and managed for the next multi-generations there. So help me welcome Congresswoman Liz Cheney. And Liz, good to have you with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you so much, Secretary Perdue. It's an honor to be with you and with our tremendous governor and Senator Enzi and of course our state forester and all the folks, Assistant Secretary Hubbard and others who are on. And I want to echo what both Governor Gordon and Senator Enzi said. First of all, it was really wonderful to be able to welcome you last summer out in the Thunder Basin grasslands. And just, you know, the impact that that had, that you were willing to come out, look at our grasslands, go visit a coal mine, really made a huge impression on folks at home. And I think it is just indicative of this administration, of the extent to which you understand how important it is to enhance local control. As Senator Enzi said, this kind of agreement is something that we've been working towards for a long time, since before I was in Congress, and something that folks who depend upon our forests, who depend upon our public lands, it's exactly the kind of thing that that we know is so crucial to ensuring healthy forests, to ensuring responsible management, and to making sure that that we're all working together, but that our local folks have the kind of say and input and management responsibility that we know makes all the difference. So I'm really thrilled to be part of this, and thrilled to be able to thank you. And we look forward also to being able to welcome you back to Wyoming again soon. With that, I will turn things back over for the signing.
Both of you have mentioned Rod last year at Thunder Basin in the Thunder Basin there, and I don't like to come out for photo ops, although it was a beautiful place for a picture, but you both need to know it led to some real common sense action on our prairie dog rules and in our public lands. That's the most important thing. When you see things on the ground and get together and communicate with the people who have to live under these regulations, and it makes a lot of sense. So I'm glad that that turned out that way, and I appreciate that. Now our own Undersecretary Jim Hubbard knows a little bit about state forestry there before he came to this job, but Jim, you've been a real supporter of these shared stewardships and a real encourager, so why don't you give us some thoughts?
Please do. Thanks for allowing me to be part of this distinguished group. And as the governor pointed out, we've been doing this together for a long time, so this isn't totally new to us, but putting it down in writing means something, and how we want to do business together, especially now, with where we have to prioritize and make those priorities mutual and make them at scale large enough to make a difference. And like 288,000 acres on the Medicine Bow over for 15 years. That's the kind of thing we want to make sure we get after and stay after and let everybody know that that's what we're after. And whether it's forest management, fire, grazing, wildlife access, all of that, whatever we decide to do together is what this is about. And the key is deciding together. So thank you, Wyoming, for participating in this for so long and for memorializing it in this agreement.
Thank you, Jim. And I think it's important what you said about doing it together from the ground up. It's not just making the decision out of D.C. here at the U.S. Forest Service and coming to Wyoming and saying, okay, guys, let's huddle up. This is what we're going to do. This is really a partnership from the very beginning, Governor, and we're serious about that at a state level, a local level there, and that's why we want to again now welcome your state forester, Bill Crapser, because he'll have an integral part in helping to design our projects and what we do to implement this shared stewardship. Bill, you're the guy at the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, Governor, Senator, Congresswoman. I'm very honored to be able to speak to y'all today on this issue. When anybody thinks about foresters and natural resource folks in general, most people would say we're a little. Knowing Jim Hubbard as long as I have, I'd say a lot. And we're a strange combination, part pessimist, part realist, part optimist, all rolled in one. And I guess we have to be. We deal with wildfire, bug outbreaks, storms, disagreeing publics on management decisions, wildland interfaces, increased recreation demands, water and varying rubber issues, while at the same time dealing with a resource that takes decades to grow and manage. In fact, most of us will never see the ultimate results of some of the decisions and actions we take today. The state of Wyoming and the Forest Service have a long and successful working relationship on wildfire, state and private forestry, invasive species, forest health, grazing, wildlife, recreation, and many other issues. However, at the end of the day, with our system, we've all been forced to go back to our own silos, our own rules, our own systems to deal with the issues that do not know property boundaries. By signing a shared stewardship agreement, we're giving ourselves the opportunity to choose, and if we choose to take it, strengthen on our past successes by working in new and innovative ways to actually share in the stewardship and management of our forest and rangeland. This isn't an easy road to take. There are many roadblocks, including rules, laws, budgets, terms, special terms, and a variety of opinions on how our forest should be managed. But I believe we can dig in, do the hard work together, and move forward. We can't do this alone. It'll take the backing and support from our political leadership, developing coalitions with varying interest groups, and new partners we probably haven't thought of yet. Most of us who work in forestry didn't go into the profession because of the money and fame. We went into it because we love the outdoors and our desire to leave the forests of America better than we found them. Let's rededicate ourselves to that goal, take this opportunity to do justice as the stewards that we are. Thank you, Mr. Secretary and Governor, for your commitment on this issue. I appreciate working on it.
Thank you, Bill. You talked about the things we're doing today. Signing will have meaning for the future. And I think that's really what stewardship, that's the essence of stewardship, in my opinion. Doing the right thing today as a gift for future generations. And I think that's what we want to do. And when you've been blessed with such a beautiful spot, we've got a real obligation to keep that beauty there. And I think this agreement that we're signing, Governor, will go a long way toward doing exactly that. So I've got this agreement in front of me. If you do, Governor, I'm going to reach down and sign it, and we're going to make it absolutely legal partnership here and shared stewardship between the state of Wyoming and all of its entities and the U.S. Forest Service and USDA. And here I go. In the year of COVID, it's done. There you
all
go.
Right. Right now, just one second.
Were you waiting to me to see if I was going to really sign it?
Yeah. I'm a state governor. I got to make sure what they say they're going to do.
Well, this is a new administration, Governor. You can trust this administration.
There it is.
All right. Congratulations, everybody, and to the state of Wyoming. God bless you all. Keep all keep safe, healthy, and beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Take care.